It's 8:08 on your Tuesday morning, 55 degrees. We have cloud cover here in downtown Charles City. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Quite the eventful evening.
For
night.
Well, weather?
Yeah.
Rain?
Yeah.
Storms?
Yeah. I loved hearing that. I love hearing the thunder and lightning at night.
Yeah, we're also going to have to talk about your directional situation
well,
that you
well,
have going
this
on.
Well, this is just between you and me, but anyway, yeah.
Oh, no, we got to share that story. So that's coming up here in just a bit. But first, we do have our community conversation this morning brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center from the Floyd County Museum. Today, we have Director McKenna Lloyd joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Lots of things happening at the Floyd County Museum. Like the, is it the final Chautauqua Talk of the season coming up?
Yes. So we do that September through May, and it's May. So this is our last one for Chautauqua Talks this season up until September later this year, obviously. Then we'll do them again. But this month we are doing a kind of unconventional approach, so we don't have a speaker coming in, and instead our audience members will be invited to share their experiences of the 1968 May 15th tornado. It'll be 3 days after the anniversary, which is, it's the 56th year, so it's not like a exciting anniversary like it was last year, obviously, but that's what we're doing. So this time you are the guest speaker, you the community.
That's neat.
That is cool.
You know, we had a we did a radio special on the 50th anniversary, and it is still such an emotional topic for so many people. It's a neat thing that you're doing that.
Yeah, we'll do it in a structured way, so I'll have kind of like a sign-up sheet ahead of time so that, because I know people can talk for a little while, and we want to just like limit that a little bit so that a fair amount of people can share their stories. But everyone will have the opportunity to comment or ask questions of their fellow community member and or her experiences.
Excellent. So that's coming up May 18th. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the new exhibit that you have planned later on this month.
Yes. Our new exhibit will be open on the 22nd of May, which is a Wednesday. We always just do Wednesdays because that's our first day of the week that we're open. But the theme is mid-century life. So it'll be artifacts from basically post-World War II up until like right before the tornado, kind of is the idea. So it's kind of to shed light on everyday life in this period of time in Floyd County. That's not talked about super often, this period between, you know, a series of wars, obviously, and then the tornado, which is a huge thing for Floyd County. But what did life look like? So we have everyday objects from that time period, as well as some things that are kind of specific to, you know, various things that were going on at that time. So it should be good.
You know, there isn't such a good point, because so many, the focal point for so many years in Floyd County has been the tornado. But that was, you know, in the 60s. So there's plenty of history well before that. That's cool.
Yeah. So it should be pretty nostalgic for quite a few people, obviously, because, you know, that's kind of everyone, for a lot of people, that's their childhood or maybe when they were an adolescent or something like that. So I like a lot of those objects from that time period. So I'm like, ooh, let's put this out, you know, so it's just fun. And, you know, kitchen items and cleaning equipment and that kind of thing, just like everyday life, like what was your mom using kind of thing at that time. So
that's so cool. That's coming up here later on this month, May 22nd, you said?
Yes, that's our opening day. And as always, admission to the museum is $5 for adults and $3 for kids. I don't think I ever mentioned that, but if people weren't aware, that's our admission price. So it'll be standard, but
unless you have a membership.
Unless you have a membership, yep, then you get free admission all year long.
Pays for itself, that's for sure. Now let's talk about a new series that you have us starting up, something that Charles City can relate to pretty nicely. Tractor Talks.
Yeah, this is our new kind of guest speaker series that we're going to be doing in the summer, kind of thinking of people who might be traveling from out of state and they could plan their trips kind of around these talks that are happening. But the first one will be June 8th at 10. It'll be kind of like a Chautauqua Talk, just the theme is, or like the topic is always going to be tractor related. And our first one's going to be Dean Jaden talking about the impact of the Heart Power Company on Charles City and kind of how that affected our local economy and allowed Charles City to grow in the early 20th century, obviously. And then we'll have one in July. The theme for that one is more like Minneapolis Moline themed, which is one of the other brands that was manufactured here. And then in August, we're going to get together former employees of the Oliver Corporation and former employees of John Deere and have them compare their experiences working at the two companies.
You are really bringing some awesome stuff to the table for the museum.
Thank you.
This is totally cool.
You just got to know your audience. And I know people like the tractor stuff. So I'm like, let's do it for the summer. So.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, if you'd like to save some money on admission price, let's talk about memberships and how to get them.
Yeah, you can come into the museum and purchase a membership. Right now, we have a prorated rate. I don't know what it is for this month, but we have our little breakdown. So you pay less the further into the year you're purchasing your membership, because it's an annual membership that always renews in January. So if you sign up in May, then you're just technically paying for like May to January. So yep, you could do that. We have individual and family memberships. You could also call us and purchase a membership over the phone if you wanted to, but I mean, our preferred method is if you were to come in, and then you can also check out the museum when you purchase your membership as well. So
perfect. Well, thank you very much, McKenna, for joining us. So lots of happening at the Floyd County Museum. For more information, can they contact you?
Yes, they can. You can call us at 641-228-1099, or you can email us at fcmiowa@gmail.com. Also, Facebook is a good place. You can reach out there as well. It's just Floyd County Museum.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Director McKenna Lloyd from the Floyd County Museum here on KCHA is part of Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It's 55. It's cloudy in downtown Charles City with Benson Boone.